This is Chairman Del Dio, Dick Ching, an attorney letter to Norman Reed, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Reed, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Wilbur Randall, please note the following medical letter, period. First name Wilbur, W-I-L-B-U-R, last name Randall, R-A-N-D-L-E. On March 24th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 52-year-old male, height 5'10", weight 180 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 23rd, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He initially was unconscious, period. Another vehicle crossed the center lines, hitting the patient's vehicle in the front driver's side, period. The vehicle flipped on its side. It was totaled and not drivable, period. All airbags were deployed, period. Later that evening, he had pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, entire body, comma, left shoulder, comma. His legs, comma, feet, comma, ankles, comma, arms, comma, and his entire back, period. Present day, he is still experiencing significant pain in his neck and low back, period. The patient was in a Ford F-150 pickup truck, and he was hit by an SUV, period. New paragraph. The neck pain was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. It is an intermittent pain. The duration is a few hours, period. The pain intensity ranges from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the shoulders, and it is a dull type pain, period. New paragraph. The low back was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. The low back pain is a constant dull type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg, but that is improved, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was seen at St. Vincent's emergency room via ambulance, period. He was treated and released after x-rays, period. The next day or two, he was seen at Marathon Health Family Practice. He was seen a couple times, period. He was referred to team rehab for physical therapy several times, period. He was seen at Castleton Chiropractic several times, period. An MRI was done at St. Vincent's, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems sitting over an hour, as well as general pain with everyday activities, period. New paragraph. Medications include amlodipine. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, as well as exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals surgery on his foot. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history. Reveals he was involved in an automobile accident approximately 2007 without injuries, period. He was involved in an automobile accident in 2009, injuring his entire back, and he had physical therapy for 2 to 3 months without any permanency, period. He was involved in an automobile accident in the 1990s where he injured his back. He did see a chiropractor. He was treated 1 to 2 months without any permanency, period. He was involved in some other minor automobile accidents without injuries, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had any prior permanency prior to this automobile accident of July of 2023, period. New paragraph. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a self-employed contractor, full-time, period. He missed 2 weeks of work because of this injury, period. He works presently with pain and at a slower pace, period. New paragraph. I did review extensive amount of medical records, including police report, team rehab notes, St. Vincent's records, and marathon records, period. Emergency room records, July 23rd, 2023, 49-year-old presents to the emergency room. He was a driver in an MVC that was T-bone, period. A bad headache. He does have a little bit of neck ache down through his back. Tenderness in the left in his left arm with hematoma of his triceps of the left side, period. He is able to move his shoulder okay, but it does hurt. On physical examination, some tenderness to palpation of the left side of his neck, a hematoma over the triceps of the left arm, period. Emergency diagnosis, 1, neck sprain, 2, hematoma, 3, MVC. CTA of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis showed no evidence of traumatic aortic injury, period. X-rays of the humerus, no evidence of left shoulder or left humeral fracture, period. CT of the head and CT of the cervical spine showed straightening of the cervical lordotic curve, period. At C5-6, broad-based disc bulge, period. Impression, no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage, period. End of report. Initial evaluation note, team rehab, physical therapy, August 31st, 2023. Patient involved in the MVA in which his truck was flipped and landed on the driver's side, period. He has experienced left-sided neck/shoulder pain and anterior lower leg pain and stiffness left greater than right since this time, period. End of report. Our Health Marathon Records note, dated July 26, 2023, was in a car accident on July 23, 2023. Saw Dr. Reamer on July 26, 2023 for neck pain, period. Patient still having some neck pain and states has not on left side of neck and not on right leg that has not gone away as well, period. End of report. Marathon note, July 26, 2023. Physical examination showed tenderness and limited range of motion, left arm and neck, weakness, edema. Examination of the skin showed burn on right inner wrist, bacitracin applied, period. Appears like a burn from airbag deployment, also multiple abrasions on left arm, period. Assessment. Was neck pain, neck strain or sprain, burn of skin, abrasion of skin of the left upper arm, and contusion of multiple sites, period. End of report. Police report dated July 23rd, 2023. Driver of Unit 1 crossed left of center and struck Unit 2 head-on, period. Unit 2 came to rest on the driver's side, period. Both occupants of Unit 2 all had various minor injuries, including complaints of pain, bruises, and minor cuts, and all were transported to the hospital by medics, period. Both vehicles were towed due to disabling damage, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above, for which he has sustained as a result of the serious automobile accident of July 23, 2023, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, examination of the skin revealed a 2x5x1.5 centimeter P-shaped scar involving the left axilla due to this automobile accident, period. There was also some more small scars involving the left upper arm from this automobile accident, period. There was a dark skin scar involving the burn of his right wrist from this automobile accident, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 10 degrees, extension by 12 degrees, side bending by 26 degrees left, 28 degrees right, rotation by 20 degrees left and 18 degrees right, period. There was a loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the upper extremities revealed a normal right shoulder, period. Left shoulder had diminished flexion at 8 degrees, period. There was mild tenderness on palpation of the left posterior shoulder, period. Lumbar examination revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 36 degrees and extension by 4 degrees, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 68 degrees left and 86 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the left hand, period. There was a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4, as well as diminished left Achilles reflex at 1 over 4, period. Remainder of the reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. There was diminished strength of the left big toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, pain, strain, sprain, C5-6 disc bulge, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, pain, strain, and radiculopathy. Number 3, cephalgia. Number 4, left arm trauma, pain, strain, and hematoma. Next number, left shoulder trauma, pain, and strain. Next number, anterior lower leg pain, trauma and strain. Next number, right wrist burn with scarring from the airbag, period. Next number, multiple minor scars, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the serious and complicated automobile accident of July 23rd, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment as it relates to the cervical and lumbar regions, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in both the cervical and lumbar regions for the remainder of his life period. The patient will be also susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions as he ages period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life period. Some back injections will cost $3,500 period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years period. A 10 unit costs $500 period. There's always the possibility that surgical intervention will be necessary down the road to the cervical and lumbar regions for the serious injuries sustained in those areas, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.